This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Candidates for New Hampshire governor recently reported how much money they raised for their campaigns. For years, a loophole in state law has allowed political donors to get around limits on how much they can give. This year, it has helped one candidate in particular, Republican Ted Gatzis. NHPR's digital reporter Brian Walston has studied the reports, and he's here to tell us what they say about this year's governor's race. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Peter.
So, Brian, start off by quickly explaining this loophole in New Hampshire's campaign finance laws.
Well, they call it the LLC loophole after limited liability companies, which are corporate entities that are set up to protect the personal assets of the owner. The loophole dates back to 1999. That's when a federal judge ruled it was unconstitutional to prohibit corporations from making political donations in state elections. The consequence is that some individuals, for legitimate purposes in most cases, set up a lot of these LLCs. And there's nothing in the law that stops them from making donations in the name of each one. Now, legally, each LLC can give no more than $7,000. That's the same limit that applies to you and me and everyone else. But if someone has set up, say, 10 of these things and gave the maximum amount of money in the name of each one, they can contribute as much as $70,000 to a candidate, which clearly is a lot more than the giving limit that normally applies to an individual donor.
So it's been around for a while. Do both parties take advantage of this?
For reasons that aren't entirely clear, maybe because the party has such a reputation as pro-business, Republican candidates have received the overwhelming majority of LLC money spent on governor's races. I mean, since 2000, a little more than $1 million in contributions to governor candidates came from LLCs, and 90% of that went to Republicans. This year, the Republicans have taken in 10 times the amount the Democrats have.
And you report that Manchester Mayor Ted Gatzis has been the big beneficiary this year.
Right. More than $260,000, over a quarter of the $1 million that Gatzis has raised so far, has come from LLCs. And that's the most LLC money ever raised by a candidate for governor in New Hampshire. And it's more than all the other candidates in this race, Republicans and Democrats combined.
Wow. So where's all this money coming from?
Well, most of it's coming from the real estate and development industry, especially from companies that do business in Manchester, where Gatzis has been mayor for 7 years. A lot of these LLCs didn't rely on the loophole and contributed modest amounts, but a few of the mayor's more prosperous backers used the LLC loophole to great effect. One is Brady Sullivan Properties, which is under investigation for alleged illegal dumping of a toxic waste and is a major developer in Manchester and across the state. The company gave Gatzis a total of $53,000 via 10 separate LLCs. The Stebbins family, who have been involved in commercial development in Manchester since the 1940s, they used 9 separate companies to give Gatzis $56,000. And that's $70,000 if you count the personal contributions of family members.
What do people in companies that give this kind of money expect in return, if anything?
Well, of course, that's hard to say, but it wouldn't really be a surprise to anyone that the real estate industry would like someone who bills himself as pro-growth like Ted Gatzis does in the corner office. It could reduce or smooth over the usual regulatory hurdles and red tape. And a governor can propose and advocate for laws and policies that are good for the bottom line.
And have there been any efforts to address this LLC loophole?
Well, no, not yet, but it wouldn't take much. One way would be to require business owners to disclose their LLCs and then count all of the donations from those entities toward the $7,000 maximum for an individual. That's what Maryland and a District of Columbia did recently. A handful of other states have tried to close their LLC loopholes but failed to get the legislative approval. And apparently there's been no legislation like that even proposed in New Hampshire, which is a little surprising given that the loophole so favors one political party over the other.
Well, Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.
That's NHPR's digital reporter Brian Walston, and you can find his full report at our website, nhpr.org.